Mayor, the coffee pot's hard.
All you have to do is invite a couple of CPAs and you clear the room out.
Could use that strategy.
Use it February 5th.
That's right. Do I have to tell who's here? Good morning. This is a city council audit committee meeting. We have present city manager Matt Brower, Jay Musley, Susie Heinmacher, Mayor Kent Gwynn, John McLeod, Daniel Owen. So, who's in charge of this? You, John? Matt?
Thank you, Council President. There's two items on the agenda, or actually three items for the Council Audit Committee. The first is a presentation by Purvis Gray and Company. They serve, as you know, as our external auditors. They're going to discuss the CAFR, I believe. Following their presentation, we'll have a recap of the Internal Auditor's Office accomplishments, as well as review of the fiscal year 2013 audit work plan. And the third item is any business that needs to be discussed by council members under the guise of audit committee. When that's done, we'll come out of the audit committee and go into a city council work session to discuss the local option gas tax. You recall that we have a joint work meeting with the county commission on Thursday, and we'll want to kind of brief you, rehearse you for that work meeting. Then come over to John.
Thank you, Matt. Before we get started, Madam President, could we, I've provided the minutes from the September 25th meeting. Can we get an approval on those minutes?
Please? So moved.
Second.
It's been properly moved in second. You can call the roll.
Okay. Mr. Rowland?
Aye.
Mr. McLeod?
Aye.
Ms. Heinbuckle?
Aye.
Mr. Musley?
Aye.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Thank you, Madam President. Staff's making the final adjustments in anticipation of Purvis Grant Company, our external auditors, to start doing their end-of-the-year field work in the next few weeks. Staff thought this would be a good time for Purvis Gray to come forward and brief the audit committee on what's expected over the next 4 or 5 weeks during that end-of-the-year field work, and also just to provide a brief overview of what is actually done during a financial audit. Staff also thought this might be a good time for the audit committee, if they have certain areas that they would like Purvis Gray to look into while they're here for their end-of-year field work. This would be a good opportunity for the audit committee to give Purvis Gray some direction on those different areas. So at this time, I'd like to ask the Purvis Gray team to come forward for their presentation.
Good morning, Council.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess the CPAs are about as we're as popular as actuaries, except without all the personality. That's how that works. We're here today with our leadership group for your audit team, consisting of my partner Tim Westgate, myself, and Phil Gessner, the staff CPA in charge of the work. And we're here to meet with you and talk about the audit just a little bit. We have done interim previously, and we'll be coming in next month, early mid-February, to actually do the final audit field work. But we'll have more on that later. I did want to, I think we know most of you guys, but there's a few of y'all that are new to the council that we wanted to just tell you a little bit about our firm, and that we will be doing this audit out of our Ocala office. Most of y'all probably know that we have 4 offices statewide. We were founded in Gainesville over 65 years ago. Ocala was our first office outside of Gainesville. We also have offices in Tallahassee and Sarasota. So our Ocala office here, we're about 25 people, and we, as local members of the community, we're very pleased to be working on our city audit. Our audit practice is primarily in local governments and electric utilities, which is a perfect natural fit for the city. The staffing that we have arranged for your audit is not just random or by coincidence. For example, Phil and myself do a lot of work, you know, government-wide, but we do an awful lot of work with the utility side of the, of things. So, you know, we're kind of the utility specialists, if you will, and Tim is going to be looking more at the general government and the single audit side of things. Phil and I both work on the FMPA audit, your electric supplier, so we think that's very beneficial to bring that knowledge to you guys here locally and have that kind of expertise so that we can look at that with you guys. And we also like to stay involved in the profession as far as it goes with the government community. We stay involved with the FGFOA committees and the CAFR review group that we review those on a national level so that your financial reporting expertise is right up to date. And all of the members of your audit team will exceed the continuing education requirements for an audit of local government. So let me, having said that, let me turn it over to Tim, who's going to tell you a little bit about the scope of the audit.
Thank you. Just briefly, I wanted to provide a quick update. Again, my name is Tim Westgate. Looking at the services we're going to provide, audit does have an imprecise term and a lot of different meanings to a lot of different people. So we wanted to just touch on what the services that we're engaged to provide, just to refresh your memory. You do have audit requirements that come under bonds that you receive, have grant requirements from funds. There's also Florida statutes that require an annual audit, and this audit is designed to meet those requirements. The financial statements themselves do remain the responsibility of management. Our role will be to come in and issue a report that includes our opinion on those financial statements as to whether they are presented fairly in all material respects in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. So our opinion is our role in that audit process. We will also be looking at internal controls, but they'll be internal controls as they relate to the financial reporting process. We'll also be looking at compliance with laws and regulations and instances where it could have a material impact on the financial statements. We also, as I mentioned, you have grant requirements. You do receive a lot of federal and state grant money, and of course any of that money does come with a lot of additional strings attached to it, additional compliance requirements. And there is an additional audit element that is done if for a government that exceeds spending of over $500,000 of federal money or $500,000 of state money. There's an extra audit requirement known as the single audit, and that is to make sure that those grant funds are processed and spent in accordance with the terms of those grant requirements and the federal and state compliance requirements. We do have a lot of standards that we follow in performing our audit, so it's not just haphazardly coming in here and picking and choosing. We do follow the U.S. Government audit standards, the federal and state single audit acts, OMB Circular A133. There's rules given to us provided by the Auditor General. So we do conduct the audit in accordance with all of those. So this audit will meet all your external financial reporting requirements for having an audit. We have already begun field work on these audits, and Philip is going to give you a little bit of an update on where we stand along in that process. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. And we've already performed interim field work. We came in and we updated our understanding of the city, what's going on. We've also updated our understanding of the internal controls sufficient to assess the risk of material misstatement to the financial statements and to design the nature, timing, and extent of our further audit procedures, which we'll be doing coming in February. We've also spent time working on the single audit, identifying what we believe will be your major federal awards and state financial assistance projects, and assessing the risk of non-compliance for those major programs and projects, and then started testing, assessing and testing internal controls over compliance requirements for those that we've identified. In addition to this work, we've been collaborating with the city's internal auditor, who performs some work to support the financial statement audit. She's a very valuable piece of the audit. We appreciate her help. And that allows us to dig deeper in other areas and pay more attention to other riskier areas and dig deeper and make sure the city's doing what needs to be done. City staff, as John said, is in the process of closing out the 2012 fiscal year and getting ready for the audit. We expect to start our final field work mid-February and issue the reports prior to March 31st. This is going to be the second year in a row that the audit should get out by March 31st, which is ahead of our prior year schedules. In 2009, some of you know that the audit report didn't get issued until September 2010. The 2010 report didn't get issued until June 2011, so that's a substantial improvement in the past 2 years. We're pleased with the progress that we've seen in the finance and accounting departments, and at the completion of our audit, we will meet with you again to discuss the results of our audit. And at this time, if the council has any questions, please feel free to ask.
Did you tell me, and I missed it, when do you expect that the audit will be done this year? What's sort of the goal, and are we on track?
Well, GFOA requires that the cities to be part of the GFOA CAFR program. The city's CAFR has to be submitted to GFOA by March 31st.
Okay.
We intend to complete our audit in that time frame so that the city will be able to submit its report. And this year, the city for the 2011 fiscal year was awarded the GFOA certificate for its CAFR, and I believe the goal for finance and for ourselves is to meet that again.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate that. The one last question, is there any additional areas for Purvis Gray that audit committee would like to look at during this upcoming audit?
I actually have a question, not related to Ocala, but Mark, would you take just a moment, since I have you here, and because you also do FMPA's audit, if you would maybe just give a very brief report to council regarding your findings at FMPA?
I tell you, I'm going to keep it very high level because we have not even made that presentation. We'll be making that to the FMPA board of directors, so I don't really want to get out of school too much on that, but you guys are all members there. I can give you certainly a high level view of that, and that'll be this Thursday. This Thursday morning is we'll be presenting their final report as well. And you know, not unlike yourselves, they have things have gotten much better over there, you know, in a nutshell. Several years ago, there were all kinds of issues. I say that, I mean, they were really fairly narrowly focused, but they were significant issues with the gas hedging program, probably as much as anything, which ended up adding additional costs to the purchase power bills of all the members. That is virtually done now. We are in the very last, this year that you're in right now, the 12-13 year, is the last year that any of those option contracts exist, and they will all fall off by September 30th, 2013. And the relative volume that's there is so much smaller than what it had been, because we're, you know, if you think of a bell curve, we're on the tail out of all that stuff. So, you know, you guys are getting the benefit of pretty much market prices of natural gas, you know, as opposed to prior years when there was very significant hedging losses that were being added to the fuel cost of the utility and, of course, passed on to all the members. So things have gotten much better over there over the last several years, and We will be presenting that report to their board of directors Thursday morning in Orlando. So anybody wanting to know a little more detail, please tune in. I think it's going to be a teleconference. So
it is.
Anybody wanting to get more information on that?
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate that update.
I have just one other thing. At previous meetings, we have gone through the comments that were made in the CAFR, and I'm not sure what the official name of those things are.
Management letter?
Yeah, the management letters and some of the things that we need to work on. Do we have those updates today?
Yeah, that update was given at the September meeting.
Right.
And I think we talked about most of those were in progress or taken care of. They'll be commenting on those as we go through this year's audit to make sure that we have those programs that we put in place.
But we don't have another update for that.
We do not have an update this time.
Would council prefer an update at the next council meeting? It's your pleasure. Why don't just go through them and just tell you where we're at on them? I think that'd be very easy.
Just a real short one sentence, sort of.
Okay. Happy to do it.
Response, you know, nothing too elaborate, but just to give us sort of a where we are going into the audit.
Is there anything else on the part of council regarding the external audit?
No, I just, again, I appreciate all your work and patience, I guess, is probably another good word with the city. I know I say this almost sound like a broken record, but I want to just keep saying again, the timeliness with which staff here internally is starting to work. I mean, if you to make the statement that we're starting an audit in February and we're finishing one in March, and Jay, you can appreciate from the bank side probably of there was a time when
there are very few of our clients that get it done that quickly.
It just it goes a long way for where we used to be, and I think is coming out of our meeting from last week of having strategic plans and trying to get an understanding. Obviously, finances and money make the world go around, and just knowing where we're at as a city at any given moment just is, it sounds elementary, but there was a day and a time when we didn't know. There was only a select few that did, and I appreciate it. And John and I keep saying this again, I know you're leaving us, but you've set a high bar. And Matt, I know you get the duties that are going to come to you to maintain that in the finance department. And I just, you know, throw that challenge out that there's a lot of great momentum in this area right here, which I think is really the core of, you know, that when we go from looking at our economic hub to the next one is that financial sustainability and simply understanding where we're at any given moment and understanding the atmosphere and all of that. So, I mean, I always appreciate all your work and input. And again, the patience you've shown over the years to, I just hope we can maintain the momentum that we've got. And it's just kudos to internally and to y'all. And I want to thank you for it. And just, again, let's just, you know, keep that high performance level just maintained. So it's good stuff.
Thanks for the feedback. That is certainly our goal as staff, to make sure that we achieve organizational excellence in our finance and budget operations. Just as an anecdotal story, I remember getting here in the fall of 2008, right after your electric rates became the highest in the state of Florida, and we had no clue where we stood financially, no clue. And so it was a very difficult issue trying to get our hands around that issue, but not having any real-time financial information to find out exactly what was happening. And so I echo what you said, Daniel. John has done a fabulous job. He's got a great team that supports him, external auditor team that has given invaluable time and direction, and so compliments to each of you.
If there's no other comments or questions, we'd like to close our part by also acknowledging John, because this will be our last chance. You will not be here when we present the final report. So, but we've appreciated working with John and all his staff, and we wish him the best of luck in Sarasota. The city of Sarasota is an audit client of our firm as well, so we are going to be keeping close tabs on him.
That's right.
Thank you.
All right, next we move on to the recap of the internal auditor's accomplishments for fiscal year 12 and review of the fiscal year 2013 audit work plan.
Jeannie Covington, Office of the Internal City Auditor. I prepared some documents for you. The first one is actually very similar to what I give to you at every council meeting. And I tried to distinguish additions to the plan from what was on the original plan when it was approved originally for fiscal year 2012. And so the items that are in black are the plan that was previously approved. And then anything that was in green are projects that we added. And the one thing that I failed to do last year is we should have actually had the 2012 external audit work be part of the plan last year, because our goal, and we're striving to be able to do that work on a quarterly basis. And so that first section under fiscal year 2012 external audit assistance actually should have been part of the plan last year when we approved it. So, but with that, then all the other items in green are projects that we added to the plan. And from the original plan, we completed 63% of it. We added 22 additional items, of which 6 have been completed and 9 are now in process. And anything that is in process or hasn't been addressed from the fiscal year 2012 plan will be moved into the 2013 plan. And I've been keeping you abreast as to where we are bi-weekly at the council meetings, and didn't know if there was any questions based upon the fiscal year 12 plan that you wanted me to address at this time.
I'm just noticing the pension and post-retirement benefits, y'all are anticipating that to be done on the 18th. Are we still good? Is that a good day?
We're hoping for that, yes. Okay. Karonda has a lot of the work done, and then with me being out for a couple of weeks, I'm just trying to catch up, and hopefully by the end of the week I'll have that reviewed, and we'll have a report issued on that.
That'd
and that's
great.
Basically, we're doing the testing for Purvis Gray for that, but then, you know, we're also looking at also addressing some efficiencies that we might see in the process as well, as
okay.
processing pension.
Okay. I just think that'll be important for us to have for the February 5th council meeting, I think.
Okay.
President, this fleet inventory, the NAPA contract,
mm-hmm.
I was on council when we did that. Since it's in the process being done, it was going to be done 11:30, but I guess you're waiting on some reports from Chris.
Well, actually, Chris was out on leave, and so trying to coordinate
right.
with him. You know, we pretty much had our work done by the end of November, and then we waited for Chris to come back, and then I've been out, so
sure.
just trying to get together. And again, those are our two priorities to get done, is the NAPA contract report out to you and the pension. And
okay.
so hopefully within the week, next week or so, those will both be out to you.
That'll be interesting to see that.
I don't know how the rest of the council feels. As I look at this list, and I mean, this is perfect because this is what we asked for. And when I start looking at some of these that are completed, you got a lot of completeds on there, which is good. You've done a tremendous amount of work. I mean, just for example, like requested projects, Ocala Municipal Golf Course, and we got completed. We started 12/1/2011. It was completed, you know, a few weeks later. I don't know if it needs to keep being on there, but I guess just from stuff like that, and you know, we got the next one, Ocala Fire Department, and the Downtown Business Alliance, and all of these, some of these things that are completed. I mean, to start getting this list sort of a little more condensed to what's real time actually going on, when we just talked about real time data, is just saying, you know, this was requested, here's what we found, here's the new actions that are, you know, new processes that are put in place, and then it just, you know, and then it comes off the board here kind of thing, that it's not just because this thing can keep building and building and building. And,
well, this is actually I'm going to have a new one for 2013
okay.
where these things will drop off. But what I can do is reorganize this so that all the completed projects are at the end. So then you're only looking at what's in process.
Yeah,
on
that's
a
fine.
Bi-weekly
and
basis.
Then any action that was taken on, you know, from a management standpoint to where this is what we found out, you know, we got new actions in place. We wrote a new, you know, protocol. It's how we're handling this situation. And then it's just, you know, you're keeping this.
Okay.
Just that we have some real time of what's currently going on, because you've done a lot of good work, and it's, you know, I'm sure you like with a list like this, seeing a lot of completeds, and
I'd like to see some more.
So, well, that's right. I want to get these off so we can clean this off so we can come up with something else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You got all these, okay. You got 2 pages worth of completed. We got to give you something to do. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
You know, just so we can understand what happened, and, you know, I know the little issues about the golf course and, you know, little things, fleet, like internal audit page completed, you know, in April. Just little stuff like that as to what you were looking for, what's been done about it, and so we're moving on in life. I don't know if anybody else has any. Thing to chime in, but
yeah, absolutely. That's but I think, are you doing this? This is sort of a year to year thing.
This is a year to year. This is actually the audit plan, so that you can get it.
So this is the audit plan that we approved last year, and then what's happened, and so this is the final sort of report on
right.
that, and we start fresh again.
Right.
Is that
but
right?
What I can do is for our the biweekly update, I mm-hmm. could add columns so that as I issue a report to you. Then I can just do very, very highlighted, you know, management
yeah.
did this, and this should be improved. And then I've also, on the areas that I feel we want to do a follow-up, I've added them to the new plan so that we'll go back and do a follow-up. Now, like for the Ocala golf course, that's kind of a moot point because it was cash controls, and now that's under with Billy Casper, so I didn't add that to the plan.
Correct. So then that's why. So it, like.
Yeah, we need to just get that one totally
comes
off.
But as you, I just say, as you move forward, as you come, some of these things that are getting completed, just from
just
that report, you kind of see over
back
here what's been done. This is what we're doing, and here's what's still in process. And I don't know. It's just
okay. I may
good stuff though.
Put something together and then have you look at it. Make sure that
we
it's
are
what you want.
Light years ahead of. It's a good job. Keep it up.
Thanks.
Okay. Very good job.
The next document is actually the plan for 2013, and it's going to be the external audit assistance for 2012 and 2013, and then the internal controls, which is a big piece of the external audit work, but that is a little bit more in depth than external audit work, because I'm looking at is internal controls not only from the financial statement perspective, but also for effectiveness and efficiencies of business operations. And I think that is a very important piece for internal audit. And that is something that probably will always stay on the plan, because even though we get through it 1 year, as processes change, systems change, it always needs to be updated, and always a good to take a second set of eyes looking at that. So that part of the plan will not change. The requested projects that I currently have on here are the ones that are currently in process. And then also I've added follow-up reviews to make sure that, like for the NAPA contract, once we get that issued, whatever the results of that is, based upon that review, then I have scheduled that we will do a follow-up review again to make sure that any improvements to that contract process are input. The same thing is the cell phone and air card analysis. We've already issued that report. I know management is working on a cell phone policy, but we want to go back and take a look again where we stand with the cell phones and the policy again, and hope to have that done by the end of June. The rest of it I've left open. I want to be able to have room to be able to have projects added by the council, also projects added by management. And you know, just since I printed this off yesterday afternoon, I've had a couple of more requests that we can add to this as we go forward. So. I'll be adding to it, and again, if I can redesign this, so as things come off, I'll move them off on a biweekly basis, reporting out to you, so then you'll just know currently what we're working on.
Councilman Owen, his hand raised.
I just didn't want to blur it out. I want to let you know I was getting ready to blur it out. Matt, are we still sort of, I mean, I can see that we are, but just to make sure again, we talked about the internal audit not just being a reactive after the fact, here's what you should have done, should not have done, kind of getting things on the front end, being involved in the process. I mean, are we still, I know we are, but I just like to hear it that we're, you're on the front end of working through, like we just, again, I go back to 2 days we spent last week of hammering out this coming year of strategic plans, but also having, you know, the audits, you know, internal audits office on the front end helping write systems and understandings and thoughts and ideas before we go down that path?
I think the best way to respond to that question is to go back to what Jeannie just said, that she's already had three additional requests, I take it from staff. So they are looking to the Internal Auditor's Department to collaborate with them on various issues. And I think that's the best measure of saying, yes, it's happening.
Good.
Jeannie attends all of our senior leadership meetings. She's given a chance to speak and talk about what's going on in the Internal Auditor's world. We do that purposefully to show staff that she is a part of this collective team effort to achieve the desired outcomes. And so I think based upon the example that Jeannie's given and the fact that we've kind of woven her into the fabric of the culture, I think it has turned out that way.
Good.
Just one example that from a call that one of the new audits I'm looking at, actually the department head is looking to renegotiate a contract with a vendor. And so she wanted me to take a look at the past 5 years' performance with this vendor and making sure that everything is the way that it was set out to be in the contract. So when, as they go into negotiations for the new contract, we're making sure that the vendor did what they were supposed to do. So even though I'm looking at history, I'm looking at the way it was, how it was handled, how it was reviewed, and then giving her recommendations going forward. So I'm involved in the process of them negotiating the new contract, which I think is exactly where we want to be.
I will admit that the previous culture of the Internal Auditor's Office was one of gotcha. And there's still pockets out there that when they see Jeannie coming, it's like, oh no, it's a gotcha moment. But I think for the most part, we are moving beyond that and seeing the Internal Auditor's Office as a ally and trying to turn our organization from good into great.
Well, you know, I was just gonna say, I mean, today is John, they go, The Internal Audits Office was like armchair quarterback, and 6 months after the fact, it was, if I'd have been doing it, this is what I would have done kind of deal. It was always like the question I always think, well, then, why weren't you in the city manager's office saying, look, you're getting ready to embark on something, and you might want to think about boom, 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 and incorporate that. And it just was just as you said, it was this sort of, I don't call it combative, but just it was the internal spy kind of deal of, y'all shouldn't have done that. So we've kind of gone to the front side of some of these things as we're moving forward. And Jeannie does a great job of beware as just here's things to think about as you're moving through the process. And if you need any questions, ask us, and we can avoid all these, gotcha moments a year after the fact and wonder why we did what we did. So it's good stuff. And thanks for being at the City of Ocala.
And the last document is just a very brief, again, given the background, my experience, Karanda's experience. Karanda will be with us now a year in March, and she's done a fantastic job. And she's currently working on getting her CIA designation. She's studying for that exam, and hopefully she'll be successful over the next several months of taking that four-part exam. Just outlines our budget and about where we expect to spend our time over the next year as far as what type of project. Wanted to review the goals that we set for ourselves back in 2012. We wanted to complete the work plan, and as I said, we succeeded in completing 63% of the approved plan. We did add extra items to that. Developing materials to market the IA function. We have established internal an intranet page for city employees, and then also an external page where we have been publishing all of our audit reports. We have developed a brochure which outlines what our department does, provided that to senior leadership, have offered to senior leaders to be able to go to departments and talk to departments on internal controls. We've also have a guide to understanding internal controls, which is available on the intranet site, so that all city personnel can go in and find out what internal controls are. There's a section on fraud, what to watch out for on fraud, and just what internal audit, the whole purpose of internal audit is for. For the external auditors, we work very cooperatively with the Purvis Gray. We have had three actual sit-down meetings with them planning for the 2012 year-end work. and we have provided them periodic updates and statuses of our project as we hand out hand over our work to them. And we continue to foster that relationship with them and making sure that we do not duplicate efforts. We've also strived to meet the auditing standards put out by the Institute of Internal Auditors. I mean, we follow those guidelines in doing our audits and also follow the generally accepted auditing standards. And then the internet site, which was a separate goal, but it's actually covered under the second bullet there. And for 2013, again, our goals are very similar. I mean, we really would like to complete the plan that you approved today by 10/31 of 13. And then we're going to initiate quarterly internal control testing for these financial statement sections. And I would like to be able to report out to you quarterly on that. So very shortly, we will be beginning like our payroll, our procurement card testing, our utility testing for the first quarter of 2013, and hope to have a brief report out to you as soon as we finish those. It may not be an official report, but I'll come to you at city council meetings and tell you how that testing went for that quarter. And that is hopefully then if we see something going awry, we can get management to fix it before year end. And again, as I said, we're going to support the audit specialist with obtaining her certified internal auditor designation and complete all requested projects from you. And with that, the only thing piece that I have, unless you have any other questions, would be to approve the audit plan for 2013.
So moved.
Second.
Probably second. Any comments from council?
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Mr. Rowland?
Aye.
Mr. McLeod?
Aye.
Mr. Musley?
Aye.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
All right, the last item on the audit committee agenda is other business. Did staff have any other items?
I have two items. At the September workshop, we discussed the monthly reports that we provide to City Council. We close out our books on the 15th of the month, and we've been providing those reports since this beginning fiscal year. If those are working for you, are those fine? Any adjustments to those that you would make the reporting better? If you would, please give us a suggestion. We'd be happy to incorporate those changes. One of the things that Purvis Gray mentioned is that the city was awarded the Certificate of Excellence in Financial Reporting for the fiscal year September 30th of 2011. And at the next council meeting on the 22nd, we'll have a representative coming in and presenting that plaque to the city.
Any questions of John? If not, Council President, we'll turn the time back over to you.
Are there any questions from anybody in the audience? We'll conclude the audit portion of the agenda. And Matt?
Sorry, can I get a switch over the recorder?
She's going to switch the tape. She's going to turn the recorder.